everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Today we're going to be looking at something pretty fascinating.
Yeah.
It's called Weblate.
Oh, and, yeah, I've heard of that.
And actually, today's deep dive is brought to you by SafeServer.
Oh, cool.
And you can find out more about them at www.safeserver.de.
All right.
So yeah. Weblate, what it is, it's basically a platform that helps translate software.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And make it accessible to a global audience.
Yeah, that's important. I mean, think about it.
So we're,
how much software do we use every day
yeah,
that we...
if it wasn't in our language.
Wouldn't be able to use if it wasn't translated.
We'd be lost, right?
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
To help us kind of dig into this a little bit,
okay.
We've got some snippets from Weblate's GitHub page.
Okay.
And also their main website.
Cool.
And
yeah.
We can kind of see how they approach this whole problem.
Sounds good.
So I was looking at the Weblate website, and one of the things that really jumped out at me was... they mentioned that they're used by over 2,500 projects.
Wow.
In 165 countries.
That's impressive.
It's pretty impressive, right?
It really speaks to how global software development has become.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, it's not just a local thing anymore. It's everyone's involved.
And it's interesting, too, because it's not just like you translate the software once.
Right.
And then
yeah,
you're done.
Exactly.
Software is constantly being updated.
Yeah.
There's new features, new text all the time.
All the time, yeah.
And Weblate has this thing called
yes.
continuous localization.
Continuous localization, yeah. It's a pretty important concept.
Yeah, and so tell me a little bit more about that. Like, how does that work?
Well, it basically means that as the software is being developed, any new text that's added
okay.
is instantly flagged for translation.
Right.
So you're not waiting...
yeah.
A month.
Instead of like waiting for months to get those new features
right.
in your language.
Yeah, you're getting them almost as soon as they're released.
You're getting them like right away.
Which is amazing.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Another thing that I thought was interesting.
Okay.
I was poking around on the GitHub page.
Yeah.
And one of the things they mentioned is that Weblate itself is open source.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that.
And it's released under the GNU General Public License.
Right, the GNU license.
Yeah, and I know that means it's free software.
Yeah.
But for someone who maybe isn't like a developer,
yeah,
what does that actually mean?
Yeah, what are the real world implications of that?
Yeah, what are the implications of that? Why would someone care?
Well, think of it this way. The GNU license is like a recipe.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
You're free to share it, modify it.
Okay.
Even build upon it to create your own dish.
Right.
So with Weblate being under this license, anyone can download it, set up their own version.
Oh, wow.
Tweak the code if they need to.
Okay.
All without any restrictive limitations.
So it's not just about using the software.
Right.
It's about having the freedom to actually like...
exactly. Adapt it to your own needs.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Which is pretty cool, especially for like maybe smaller
yeah.
organizations or projects.
Absolutely.
So one of the things that I noticed
okay.
both on the website and the GitHub page...
mm-hmm.
they talk about some of the features of Weblate.
Okay.
And one of the things that jumped out at me was this emphasis on quality checks.
Yeah, quality checks are important.
And so I was curious, like, what are these quality checks looking for? And how do they help ensure good translations?
They're vital because they act like a safety net, catching potential errors before they make it into the final translation.
So
they can identify things like inconsistencies mm-hmm. in terminology, which is especially important for technical software,
yeah.
grammatical errors that might slip past a translator,
of course.
And even things like placeholders for dynamic content,
oh,
making
yeah.
sure those are all correctly integrated.
So it's like having a built-in editor.
Yeah, exactly.
Just making sure everything.
It's like having a second pair of eyes on your work.
Yeah,
yeah.
Polished and ready to go.
Exactly.
And speaking of giving credit where credit is due,
yeah.
I love that Weblate highlights the translators.
Oh, absolutely.
Like their names are actually integrated into the version control system.
I think that's really important.
So it's not just about the code.
Yeah.
It's about the people who are actually...
yeah, the people behind it.
Making it accessible.
Exactly. Recognizing translators' contributions... not only values their work,
right.
but it also encourages more people to get involved, which is what we want, right?
Absolutely.
We want a vibrant community.
Yeah. And that's a great segue.
Oh.
Because I wanted to talk about the community aspect.
Okay. Yeah.
Of Weblate.
Yeah.
Which they highlight on their website.
Awesome.
And they have this call to action that says, join the community and contribute.
Love that.
And so I was curious, like, what are some of the ways that people can get involved with Weblate,
please.
Even if they're not programmers.
There are so many ways to contribute, even without coding skills. Translation's a big one, of course.
Okay.
But you can also help with documentation, which is essential for any open source project.
Yeah.
You can test new features, yeah, report bugs,
right,
or even help moderate the community forums.
So
every contribution, big or small.
Yeah, it sounds like a very...
helps make Weblate better.
Welcoming and inclusive environment.
Yeah, absolutely. We want everyone to feel welcome.
Now, for those who want to support Weblate financially,
okay,
there's also a donation option, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and so...
donations help fund the ongoing development and maintenance of the platform, ensuring it remains a free and accessible resource for everyone.
So we've talked a lot about kind of like the what of Weblate.
Yeah.
We've covered some of the features. We've talked about the open source philosophy.
Right.
But I'm curious about the how it's like, what's it actually like to use Weblate?
Okay.
If I were a translator, what would my experience be like?
So imagine you're passionate about a particular app or a piece of software,
yep,
and you want to help make it available in your language.
Okay.
You head over to the Weblate website. You browse the list of projects,
okay,
and you find the one you're interested in.
Okay.
You select your language,
mm-hmm,
and you're presented with this really clean, intuitive interface.
So no more...
you see the original text from the software.
Juggling spreadsheets.
Exactly.
Or messy text files.
No more of that. It's all streamlined.
Okay.
And designed specifically for translation.
That makes sense.
And remember those quality checks we talked about?
Yeah.
They're built right in.
Okay.
So as you're translating, mm-hmm, Weblate is helping you catch potential errors or inconsistencies.
Okay.
Ensuring that the translation is top-notch.
So it's like having a second pair of eyes on your work.
Exact.
Yeah.
Helping you catch those little things that might slip through the cracks.
Okay, but what about the technical side?
All right.
How does Weblate fit into like the software development process?
That's where the magic of continuous localization comes in.
Okay.
Weblate is designed to work seamlessly with version control systems like Git, which developers use to manage their code.
Oh, okay.
So anytime a developer makes a change,
yeah,
adds new text or updates existing text, Weblate automatically picks up on those changes.
Oh, wow.
And flags them for translation.
So it's not like translators are working in isolation.
Exactly.
They're very much part of...
they're part of the development flow.
Yeah.
Ensuring that translations are always up to date with the latest version of the software.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. It's a really efficient system.
That eliminates a lot of those like frustrating delays.
It does.
Where translations are always lagging behind,
yeah,
software updates.
With Weblate, everyone's on the same page.
Yeah.
Working together to make the software accessible as quickly and efficiently as possible.
And it sounds like this whole system is incredibly well thought out.
It is.
It's like they've considered every step of the process,
yeah,
both from the developer's and the translator's perspective.
It's a really well-designed platform.
Yeah.
It really is.
And it's not just about the technical aspects either, right?
No, you're right.
Remember that community we were talking about?
Yeah.
Weblate has built-in tools that allow translators to collaborate.
Yes.
Discuss tricky translations,
mm-hmm,
provide feedback.
Yeah.
And even vote on preferred translations.
So it's a real community effort.
So it's really fostering a sense of like,
yeah,
community ownership and shared responsibility.
It's this community aspect that elevates Weblate beyond just a simple translation tool.
Yeah.
It becomes a platform for collaboration,
yeah,
knowledge sharing,
yeah,
and a collective effort to break down language barriers in the digital world.
So speaking of breaking down barriers, what would you say is the overall impact of Weblate?
That's a great question.
Like, why should someone who might not be directly involved in software development,
yeah,
care about this platform?
The impact of Weblate can be seen on multiple levels.
Uh-huh.
On a very practical level, it makes software usable for a far wider audience.
Okay.
Think about an educational app developed in one country.
Yeah.
With Weblate, it can be translated and used by students all over the world.
So it's like unlocking, yeah, a world of educational opportunities.
Exactly.
For people who might otherwise be excluded,
yeah,
simply because of the language barrier.
Absolutely.
And it's not just education.
Right.
Think about healthcare apps,
mm-hmm,
financial tools,
yeah,
communication platforms.
All of these can be made accessible to a global audience through translation.
So it's about inclusivity.
It is.
And ensuring that everyone, regardless of their native language,
yeah,
has the opportunity to participate,
exactly,
in the digital world.
It's about creating a more equitable digital landscape. Yeah.
Where language is no longer a barrier to access information,
mm-hmm,
connect with others, and contribute to the global community.
And let's not forget the impact on open source software development itself.
Right.
By simplifying the translation process,
yeah,
Wiblate encourages more people to contribute to these projects,
mm-hmm.
leading to more innovation.
Exactly.
And better software for everyone.
It's a win-win situation.
Yeah.
Wiblate empowers both developers and translators,
mm-hmm.
fosters community involvement,
yeah.
and ultimately leads to a more inclusive and accessible digital world.
It's truly inspiring to see how technology can be used to bridge cultural and linguistic divides.
I agree.
Before we continue exploring Wiblate, I want to take a moment to thank SafeServer for their support of this deep dive.
Oh, yeah. They're great.
Just like Wiblate connects people through language,
uh-huh.
SafeServer helps businesses connect with the solutions they need to thrive in the digital age.
Yeah. They're a fantastic resource.
You can find out more about their services at www.safeserver.da. Definitely check them out.
Welcome back to our deep dive into Wiblate.
All right. So
we've talked about the positive impact it has.
Yeah.
But I'm curious,
okay.
what are some of the challenges involved in running a platform like this?
That's a good question.
Seems like a pretty complex operation.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
Maintaining a platform as sophisticated as Wiblate
yeah.
comes with its own set of hurdles.
Okay.
One of the big ones is scalability.
Yeah, okay.
As more projects join
mm-hmm.
and the volume of translations grows.
Right.
The system needs to be able to handle that increased load.
Yeah.
without slowing down or crashing.
So it's like making sure the foundation is strong enough.
That's a great analogy.
To support a growing skyscraper.
Yeah, you got to make sure it can handle the weight.
Another challenge I would imagine
yeah, yeah.
is keeping up with the ever-changing world of software development.
Absolutely.
New yeah. technologies and programming languages are constantly emerging.
All the time.
And Wiblate needs to adapt.
Yeah.
To support those advancements.
Yeah. It's a constant game of catch-up.
It's like a constant game of catch-up.
Yeah, yeah.
Making
sure Wiblate stays compatible yeah. with the latest and greatest tools.
And then there's the human element too, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Wiblate has a large and diverse community of contributors.
Right.
Spread mm-hmm. across the globe.
All over the world.
Coordinating their efforts,
yeah.
fostering communication,
mm-hmm.
and maintaining a shared vision.
Can be a challenge.
Can be pretty demanding, I would imagine.
Yeah, you got to keep everyone on the same page.
It sounds like running Wiblate requires a delicate balance.
It does.
Of technical expertise.
Yeah.
Community management.
Mm-hmm.
And a forward-looking approach to software development.
You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
But it's these very challenges that
right.
make Wiblate such a fascinating and inspiring project.
Yeah.
It demonstrates what can be achieved when people come together with a shared passion
yeah.
for making software accessible to everyone, even in the face of complexity.
Mm-hmm. I've been so impressed by everything we've learned about Wiblate.
Me too.
It's clearly a remarkable platform.
It really is.
That's making a real difference in the world.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
It's a shining example of how open source technology can be used to break down barriers
mm-hmm.
and empower people from all walks of life.
We've really explored the depths of Wiblate today.
We have.
From its technical underpinnings
yeah.
to its user-friendly design,
mm-hmm.
its vibrant community,
yep.
and its far-reaching impact.
It's been quite a journey.
It's been an eye-opening journey for sure.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've gained a newfound appreciation for the power of language.
Absolutely.
And the importance of making software accessible to everyone.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's been a pleasure delving into this topic with you.
Likewise.
Wiblate truly embodies the positive impact.
It does.
Open source software can have on the world.
For sure.
And a big thank you to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive.
Yeah. Thanks, SafeServer.
They understand the importance of digital transformation and are helping businesses navigate this ever-changing landscape.
They're a great resource.
Be sure to visit them at www.safeserver.de to learn more.
Yeah, check them out.
And for our listeners,
okay.
we'll leave you with a final thought to ponder.
All right.
If you can make NY piece of software instantly available in your language, what would it be and why?
That's a good one.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Explore the possibilities.
All right.
And let's continue the conversation about breaking down language barriers in the digital world.
Sounds good.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Thanks, everyone.
And we'll catch you next time.
See ya. And that recognition, you know, it really fosters a sense of community.
Right.
Which Wiblate really emphasizes on their website.
Speaking of community.
Yeah.
The website actually has this call to action.
Oh, cool.
That says, join the community and contribute.
I like that.
And so I was curious, what are some of the ways that people can get involved with Wiblate? even if they're not programmers?
Well, there are so many ways to contribute even without coding skills.
Oh, really?
Translation's a big one, of course.
Okay.
But you can also help with documentation, which is essential for any open source project.
Right.
You can test new features,
yeah,
report bugs, or even help moderate the community forum.
That's weirdy.
Every contribution, big or small, helps make Weblate better.
It sounds like a very welcoming and inclusive environment.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, for those who want to support Weblate financially,
okay,
there's also a donation option.
Great. Yes, absolutely. Donations help fund the ongoing development and maintenance of the platform.
Okay.
Ensuring that it remains a free and accessible resource for everyone.
So we've talked a lot about kind of the what of Weblate.
Yeah.
You know, we've covered some of the features. Uh-huh. We talked about the open source philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious about the how... like, what's it actually like to use Weblate?
Right.
If I were a translator,
yeah,
what would my experience be like?
Imagine you're passionate about a particular app or a piece of software.
Okay.
And you want to help make it available in your language.
Okay.
You head over to the Weblate website,
mm-hmm,
browse the list of projects.
Okay.
Find the one you're interested in.
Okay.
You select your language,
mm-hmm,
and you're presented with this really clean, intuitive interface.
And no more.
You see the original text from the software alongside spaces for you to enter your translations.
Juggling spreadsheets or messy text files.
No more of that.
Okay.
It's all streamlined and designed specifically for translation.
That makes sense.
And remember those quality checks we talked about?
Yeah.
They're built right in.
Okay.
So as you're translating, Weblate is helping you catch potential errors or inconsistencies,
mm-hmm,
ensuring that the translation is top-notch.
So it's like having a second pair of eyes on your work.
Exactly.
Helping you catch those little things that might slip through the cracks.
Exactly.
Okay, but what about the technical side?
All right.
How does Weblate fit into, like, the software development process itself?
That's where the magic of continuous localization comes in.
Right.
Weblate is designed to work seamlessly with version control systems like Git.
Yeah, okay.
Which developers use to manage their code.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime a developer makes a change, adds new text, or updates existing text,
yeah,
Weblate automatically picks up on those changes and flags them for translation.
Oh, wow. So it's not like translators are working in isolation.
Exactly.
They're very much part of
the development flow.
Yeah.
Ensuring that translations are always up to date with the latest version of the software.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's a very efficient system.
And that eliminates a lot of those, like, frustrating delays.
It does.
Where translations are always lagging behind.
Yeah, exactly. Weblate. Everyone is on the same page.
Yeah.
Working together to make the software accessible as quickly and efficiently as possible.
This whole system sounds incredibly well thought out.
It is.
It's like they've considered every step of the process.
Yeah, a lot of thought went into it.
Both from the developers and the translators' perspective.
Yeah, they really tried to make it user-friendly for everyone involved.
And it's not just about the technical aspects either, right?
You're right, it's not.
Remember that community we were talking about?
Yeah.
Weblate has built-in tools that allow translators to collaborate.
Yes.
Discuss tricky translations, provide feedback,
yeah,
and even vote on preferred translations.
So it's a real community effort.
So it's really fostering a sense of, like, community ownership,
mm-hmm,
and shared responsibility.
It's this community aspect that elevates Weblate beyond just a simple translation tool.
Right.
It becomes a platform for collaboration,
yeah,
knowledge sharing,
mm-hmm,
and a collective effort to break down language barriers in the digital world.
So speaking of breaking down barriers,
yeah,
what would you say is the overall impact of Weblate?
That's a great question.
Like, why should someone who might not be directly involved in software development,
yeah,
care about this platform?
The impact of Weblate can be seen on multiple levels.
Okay.
On a very practical level, it makes software usable for a far wider audience.
Oh, okay.
Think about an educational app developed in one country.
Yeah.
With Weblate, it can be translated and used by students all over the world.
So it's like unlocking a world of educational opportunities.
Exactly.
For people who might otherwise be excluded.
Yeah.
Simply because of the language barrier.
Absolutely.
And it's not just education.
Right.
Think about healthcare apps,
mm,
financial tools.
Yeah.
Communication platforms.
All of these can be made accessible to a global audience through translation.
So it's about inclusivity.
Yeah.
And ensuring that everyone, regardless of their native language,
mm-hmm,
has the opportunity to participate.
Exactly.
In the digital world.
Yeah. It's about creating a more equitable digital landscape.
Yeah.
Where language is no longer a barrier to access information, mm-hmm, connect with others, and contribute to the global community.
And let's not forget, the impact on open source software development itself by simplifying the translation process.
Yeah.
We believe encourages more people to contribute to these projects, leading to more innovation.
Exactly.
And better software for everyone.
It's a win-win situation.
It is.
WeBlate empowers both developers and translators, fosters community involvement, and ultimately leads to a more inclusive and accessible digital world.
It's truly inspiring to see how technology can be used to bridge cultural and linguistic divides.
It really is.
Before we continue exploring WeBlate, I want to take a moment to thank SafeServer for their support of this deep dive.
Oh, yeah. SafeServer is great.
Just like WeBlate connects people through language, SafeServer helps businesses connect with the solutions they need to thrive in the digital age.
They're a fantastic resource.
You can find out more about their services at www.safeserver.de.
Yeah, definitely check them out.
Welcome back to our deep dive into WeBlate.
Yeah.
So we've talked about the positive impacts.
Right.
But, you know, running a platform like this, I imagine there's got to be some challenges involved too, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, it seems like a pretty complex operation.
It is. It is. Maintaining a platform as sophisticated as WeBlate comes with its own set of hurdles.
What are some of those?
Well, one of the big ones is scalability.
Okay.
You know, as more projects join and the volume of translations grows, the system needs to be able to handle that increased load without slowing down or crashing.
So it's like making sure that you have a strong enough foundation to support a growing skyscraper.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to make sure it can handle the weight.
Another challenge I would imagine is just like keeping up with the ever-changing world of software development.
Absolutely.
New technologies and programming languages are constantly emerging.
All the time, yeah.
And WeBlate needs to adapt to support those advancements.
Yeah, it's a constant game of catch-up, making sure that WeBlate stays compatible with the latest and greatest tools.
And then there's the human element too, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
WeBlate has this large and diverse community of contributors spread across the globe.
All over the world.
Coordinating their efforts, fostering communication.
Yeah.
Maintaining a shared vision.
It's a challenge, but it's also one of the most rewarding aspects of the project.
I can imagine.
Yeah. You know, seeing people from all different backgrounds come together and work towards a common goal.
Right.
It's really inspiring.
It sounds like running WeBlate requires this delicate balance.
It does.
Of technical expertise, community management, and a forward-looking approach to software development.
You hit the nail on the head.
And it's interesting because it's those very challenges that make WeBlate such a fascinating and inspiring project.
It really does.
It demonstrates what can be achieved when people come together.
Absolutely.
With this shared passion for making software accessible to everyone.
Yeah.
Even in the face of complexity.
It's a testament to the power of open source collaboration.
I've been so impressed by everything that we've learned about WeBlate today.
Me too.
It's clearly a remarkable platform that's making a real difference in the world.
I couldn't agree more. It's a shining example of how open source technology can be used to break down barriers.
Yeah.
And empower people from all walks of life.
We've really explored the depths of WeBlate today.
We have.
From its technical underpinnings to its user-friendly design, its vibrant community, and its far-reaching impact.
It's been quite a journey.
It's been an eye-opening journey, for sure.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've gained this newfound appreciation for the power of language.
Absolutely.
And the importance of making software accessible to everyone.
I think that's a key takeaway from this whole conversation.
It's been a pleasure delving into this topic with you.
Likewise, the pleasure was all mine.
WeBlate truly embodies the positive impact open source software can have on the world.
It really does. It shows how technology can be used for good.
And a big thank you to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive.
Yes, thank you, SafeServer.
They understand the importance of digital transformation and are helping businesses navigate this ever-changing landscape.
They're a great resource for anyone looking to embrace the power of technology.
Be sure to visit them at www.safeserver.de to learn more.
Definitely check them out.
And for our listeners, we'll leave you with this final thought to ponder. If you could make every piece of software instantly available in your language, what would it be and why?
That's a great question to think about.
Yeah, think about it. Explore the possibilities. And let's continue this conversation about breaking down language barriers in the digital world.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Thanks, everyone.
And we'll catch you next time.
See you later.